By mid-morning, the flicker was in the house, or to be exact, in its east wall. By afternoon, I heard scratchy noises there, but no more tapping. The scratchy sounds, plus occasional very light and brief tapping, continued into the evening and resumed at 5:10 the next morning, and again continued for 2 hours and stopped when a second bird flew to the wall. As before, I heard the signal drum rolls, which sounded like fingers running over the teeth of a comb. Then, all was quiet. I was happy. I knew now that the flickers would stay to nest. At this point, I was not yet living full-time at the cabin, and left it for a few days. Returning on June 16th, I was eager to see if I could call it not just the treehouse, as I had until now, but the birdhouse. It was the latter. As I walked toward the cabin, a flicker flew out of the hole in the wall. I rushed upstairs, removed the loose panel I had left over the cavity, and looked into the nest. To my joy, on the sawdust and wood chips lay a clutch of 7 pearly white eggs. Flickers normally take about 2 weeks to excavate their nest cavity, and the male does most of the work. However, the female determines when to lay and how many eggs. Apparently, the time until egg laying is not measured from the beginning of nest hole construction, because this pair had a suitable nest cavity in only 3 days, and egg laying began then. The trigger for the physiological changes of egg production and laying thus appeared to be related to timing of nest hole availability. My flickers stopped at 7 eggs, a normal clutch size, but that number is below what the species can produce. Flickers are, like chickens, indeterminate egg layers. Removing 1 egg from the nest while leaving at least 2 in it induces the female, provided she has enough food, to replace the egg. In one case, a flicker kept laying until she had produced a total of 71 eggs, all the time apparently perceiving she only had about 5, not yet a full clutch. I found the flicker's incubation time peaceful and satisfying. It was a comfort at night to think that a flicker was sitting on her 7 eggs about 3 meters from me, sheltered from the weather. On nights when the pounding of the rain got louder and louder until it became a roar, I felt good that both of us were high and dry.